Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to a new dialogue. This is Barbara Joseph, your host. Thank you for being here. We've been sharing different words that I think are things that we can concentrate on. And so I'm just going to go right into it today. The word is responsible. Responsible. You know, there's a period in your life where you have this great awakening or an aha moment, as Oprah Winfrey calls it, where things just make sense to you. And so I was reading this book called Codependent No More, and she talks about you're only responsible for yourself. I tell you, just hearing those words, reading those words, it gave me so much peace. And it's not because other people have told me I'm responsible for other people other than myself, but I think we get into a habit sometimes where we start taking on things that have nothing to do with us. Nobody asked us. We just took it upon ourselves to be this way, do this way. And so now everybody comes and becomes comfortable with that. It's kind of like when you go to a job where there's an employee who's not the supervisor, but this person tells everybody what to do, or this person worries themselves to death, and they're not the supervisor, but everybody else lets them do it because they're gotten so used to so and so playing that role. Nobody ever told her or him, hey, that's not your responsibility. They just let them do it. And I think we do that with our lives. We take responsibility for other people when nobody asks us to do that. So when I read that book, you're only responsible for yourself, it was almost as if a weight had been lifted. The definition of responsible, it means to oblige to do something or care for someone, being the cause of something and so deserving blame or credit, able to be trusted, of a job involving important duties, etc., having to report to a senior person. So the word that the one definition that I want to focus on is number one, obliged to do something or care for someone, being the cause of something, and so deserving blame or credit for it. When we look at people we love, people we care about who are not striving, quote unquote, in life, we sometime may feel guilty, you know, may feel like, you know, if I help her or I help him, and we can push them forward and we can help them be the best person they can be. So you take that burden on, you want to help that person, but it's not your responsibility. You're not responsible for their welfare. You're not responsible for how they show up in life. It is not your job. The best thing you can do is focus on yourself, be the best person you can be. Don't add to the problem. Don't add to the problem, but focus on you. And if they want help, okay, and this is the most important thing that I had to learn. If they want help and you feel comfortable, you're able to do it, not feel good, but you feel comfortable in doing it because you have to feel comfortable in helping people. Sometimes people ask you for help and you feel discomfort in doing it. You know, you feel discomfort, like you're not on edge, you're not easy, you're not at ease, you're on edge, you're not really sure. That's your spirit telling you this is not going to work out for you. But if you feel comfortable in doing it, then you do it. But you don't have to, because why? You're not responsible for them. We all have our own lives to live. We all have decisions we have to make. If someone, for example, doesn't pay their car note, right? And or they lapse on their car insurance, so now their car is towed, they can't drive to work, and now they're fired, you know, they're fired from their job, now they're homeless, they don't have a job. That's unfortunate, but you're not the cause of that. You know, you're not the cause of that person being homeless. They made decisions that were probably not beneficial. Sometimes we do get bad breaks, but even in the bad breaks, you have decisions to make. You have choices you can make. So it's important for you to understand, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing right now? What am I supposed to be doing? I'm supposed to be responsible for myself. I have my own goals, my own wants, my own needs, my own focus, my own purpose. I am responsible for myself. And if I can help you after my responsibility is done to me, then I'll help you, but I'm not responsible. Like having that awareness really took a weight off me. Like I started to see how was I showing up? Who is it that I'm feeling guilty for or responsible for? And then I started to see what it is. No, this is a yoke that you place on yourself because that person you feel responsible for probably doesn't even feel responsible for you. Person probably doesn't care about what the issues you care about because they're not worried. You are. So you're putting stress on yourself for a situation that has nothing to do with you. Learn to fall back. Learn to fall back. If that person has a bad day, it's not your responsibility to make them feel better. They need to figure out how do I get myself out of this funk? How do I get out myself out of this funk? Again, when I say you're not responsible for yourself, I'm not saying complete hands off. What I'm saying is take care of you. Take care of you first. Take care of you first. And if you can help, if you feel comfortable in helping, then do it. But it's not your job to take on the troubles of the world. This is such a message that I think a lot of women need to remember. I think it's just a natural need to help, to be of help. They tell us, if you're a believer, the first thing they tell you, a woman is a helpmate. A woman is a helpmate, and that is true. We are here to help other people, but we also need to be able to understand that people can help themselves. I should not be your first line of defense. I should not be the first person you go to. I'm not God. Help yourself. If you can't do it, and say, "Hey Barb, you know what? Can you help me with this, please?" Absolutely, I'll help you if I can. If I'm comfortable with helping you, but it's not my responsibility to help you. And I'm so happy I know that before I got married because I think we try to control the situation so much. We're so fearful. We're saying, you know what, if you do it my way, then it's going to work out. But you don't know that. We don't know anything really until it happens. We have an idea. We have an idea. Like there's been many times where my phone says it's clear. Clear. And then I go outside, it's freaking raining. I was like, this stupid phone is not updated. The phone is raining right outside, it says clear. I was like, what the heck? So I can't rely on the phone. There's nothing you can really rely on except for that moment, that time, that right now is the only thing I know. What happened 5 minutes ago is subjective. And what will happen 5 minutes later is also subjective because we don't know. So you help yourself. Be as clear and helpful as you can to you. And if anyone else needs your help and you can help them, help them. But as women, I feel like we take on more than we need to. We're responsible for ourselves. There was this one time I went out to this little gathering. It was a meetup. And we went from one meetup to another, and the girl that I was, she told me about the second meetup. We were supposed to go on a rooftop. And when we got to the rooftop, they had read the lady who was organizing the event. She said we can only allow a certain amount of people because they had just had a party, they had a bunch of stuff going on, so they need time for the waiters to and the bartender to get themselves together because it was a lot of high volume activities. So the lady told the people who were there, but one of the ladies, she was in the bathroom. And she didn't hear that. And so we're all just sitting there waiting, I mean standing there waiting to go in because we understood it, what she said. It made perfect sense. We're just waiting. And she's like, "Why can't we go inside?" And I'm like, I'm listening to her. She's arguing with the lady. And the lady's clearly getting upset because the lady had just explained to us what happened. And she's like really angry and defiant. I'm like, the lady just explained to us what just happened. A rational thinking person understand what the scenario is. But she didn't give us a chance to tell her before she went to talk to the lady. And she's getting mad and the lady's getting mad. And I was telling her, like, she just said that, you know, we are gonna go in small quantities or something like that. And pretty much, I told her exactly what happened. And she's like, "Oh, she was getting mad at me because now she felt stupid, to be honest. She felt stupid because she was getting upset for no reason." And I just saw her behavior in the image of so many other women where taking on I don't know how the word is to describe it. Like, they're taking on this mission, some Joan of Arc mission. Like, they gotta set things straight. They gotta be the one to voice their concerns. They gotta speak up for the little people. And all of that is right. It's fitting. But who asked you? You know, that's really it. Like, who asked you to take on this plight? Who told you to take on this journey? Who told you to put on this assignment? Because here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna put yourself out there, you're gonna put on your armor, you're gonna say, da-da-da, charge! And you're gonna be the only one there by yourself. No one's gonna come behind you. No one's gonna speak up for you. No one's gonna say, yeah, you know, we're gonna come with you. You're right. And then you're gonna feel defeated because no one was supporting you. But the question is, who asked you? Who asked you to speak up for the masses? Who asked you to stand up and fight? Nobody asked you. And that comes from your need of codependence. And that's how I read the book. I was like, codependent are three people. They're either controlling, they're either coming to people's rescue, or they want to be rescued. There are either three of those categories, and a lot of people fall in that controlling take because they have a vision that this is how the world is. And I've been there, and that's why I'm able to look from myself. I'm like, oh, okay, this is where I went wrong, and this is why I need to stop. Because my personality was that of a rescuer. I even did an archetype study, and it says that I'm a warrior. But the question became, who asked you? Who asked you to speak up? Who asked you to stand up for other people? And why can't they stand up for themselves? What is wrong with them? With them saying this is not good? Why do I gotta speak up for you? And there's been times where I've been tested since I read that information, where everybody's just looking at the person talking. I was at this restaurant, and then this woman, it was a fish place, and they were putting salt on it, you know? And she was like, oh my God, look at all this salt. Look at all this salt. Oh my God, she kept saying it. And I'm looking at her, and I'm looking at the salt, and I said nothing. Because I'm where I'm at. I was like, what does that have to do with you? You ordered your food, and you said you don't want any seasoning. I didn't even know they were going to put that much. I just said I don't want any seasoning because I don't know what kind of seasoning they'd use. So I was like, I don't want any. So she's like, oh my God, she was really having a moment over the salt that they were putting. And in my little brain, I had read, watched this video, and the guy was like, the problem with sodium is that you need to take potassium. You have to make sure you take potassium. If you're going to eat salty food, so high sodium, you need to balance it off with potassium. And part of me wanted to tell her, I was like, if you ever have that problem, just take potassium, it'll help. But I was like, who asked you? I was having a conversation with myself. Who asked you? Nobody asked you. It's a very humbling feeling when you come to the awareness, like, nobody asked you. Yo, chill out. Nobody asked you. Nobody asked you. Nobody said, speak up. Nobody said, do this. I remember one time I was in a store, and there was a woman who was, she was, the lady was like, you gotta press the button. You gotta press the button. And I felt so bad because the way the lady was talking, I was really harsh. And I was like, you gotta press the button. I was gonna show her. She's like, I got it. I was like, oh, she embarrassed the crap out of me. I said, oh. Well, excuse me. And that's when it was getting the information, because one of the things that I've learned about my life is that when God is telling me something that I need to know, I get that lesson in multiple forms. In multiple forms. The lady was like, she was just balking at me. I was like, oh my gosh. You know, and I was like, you see, this is what happened. You should have minded your business. Who asked you? You're responsible for yourself. Who asked you? But it was, I had to come and start asking God for discernment, because there are times where